Well, folks, could I just give you all a very warm welcome to our special Children's and Young People's Day services. And we're delighted to see you all, to see all the boys and girls and all the young people and the mums and dads and family members and friends. And we do have visitors with us, and we want to warmly welcome you all in our Saviour's wonderful name. We're glad to see you, and we trust the Lord will bless you richly and encourage your heart. And we're thankful to those that work with the Sunday school and the Bible class, and to the teachers, the superintendent, and also to the parents for your faithfulness in sending your children along to the Sunday school. And we do appreciate that, and we want to thank you sincerely today. And we trust that the Lord will bless these young ones, and in life they'll come to know Christ as their own and personal Saviour, and then they will be discipled, they'll walk with the Lord, they'll serve the Lord. And if they don't know the Lord, there's a young boy in Scripture, and he was called Samuel, and the Bible says that the Lord called him three times the Lord called him. So the Lord kept calling, and eventually he responded, and young Samuel, the Bible says, as yet he knew not the Lord. And the Lord called him again and again and again, and he responded to the call of God. And we know that he was saved, and then he became a great man of God, a prophet of the Lord. So we trust the Lord will call young people, and boys and girls, mums and dads, to himself today, to repentance and faith in Christ. So we warmly welcome you all in our Saviour's name, and also to those that are joining with us on the World Wide Web. We do have a sizable community of viewers on Sermon Audio, Facebook and YouTube. And again, we want just to extend a very warm welcome to you. You join with us every Lord's Day, and you're faithful, you communicate with us, and we know you're there and you're part of the congregation. We want to warmly welcome you, trusting the Lord will richly bless and encourage your heart today. We don't want to bow briefly in prayer just before we come to singing of the hymn, and then we'll move into the program. Let's just bow briefly before the Lord. Our gracious and our eternal loving Heavenly Father, it is with thanksgiving and praise that we enter in to thy most holy and sacred presence. We come the living to praise thee. We acknowledge that thou art God. Thou art God alone. Lord, you're omniscient. You know all things. There's nothing in this world or universe. There's nothing, O God, that thou dost not know. You're the God who knows everything. And Lord, if there was another God, you would have told us. If there were gods many, then you would have informed us. But Lord, thou hast said, I am God, and beside me there's none else. And we believe thee, and we accept it by faith, that thou art the true and the living God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Thou art the ruler of the universe, the governor of the nations. We bow before thy most holy and sovereign presence. We stand by blood alone. We do not enter in the name of a denomination. We do not come to thee today on self-worth or merit. We stand upon the ground of the finished work, the precious shed blood of the Lamb. We stand on the ground of the broken body and shed blood of Christ. We enter thy courts in the righteousness of thy Son, and we come through the mediator today. We don't come through Mary. We don't come through a pope or a priest or a preacher or a pastor. We come through the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. We enter boldly into thy very throne room today, and we come the living to praise thee. And we acknowledge not only that thou art God, the creator of all things, but we thank thee, Lord, for all that thou hast done for us. We thank thee for so great salvation in the person and work of thy dear Son. We thank thee for Calvary. We thank thee for the cross work of Christ. We thank thee for that work of atonement, whereby Christ paid the debt of our sin. Our sins were laid on him, and he bore that accursed load as our substitute. We can say today, he took my place, and he died for me. And we thank thee, O God, that on that cruel cross of Calvary, he suffered and he bled and he died alone. And we thank thee that he offered to thee one great sacrifice forever, to put away divine wrath, to satisfy divine justice, and to save a poor sinner like me. And we thank thee that he is risen from the dead. A dead man can do us no good, but he's alive forevermore, at thy right hand exalted. We thank thee that he is a prince and a saviour. He is the redeemer of God's elect, the saviour of the world. And we bow before thee and we thank thee that his resurrection and ascension has given to the church today the blessed power of the Holy Spirit. We thank thee the Comforter has come. We rejoice that all three persons of the Godhead are at work in this earth and in the life of the church, and we pray that today the Holy Spirit of God will descend upon us, that we will know the blessing of the Spirit of the living God. We know the infilling with wisdom and power of that Spirit for service. Bless these young ones as they take part today. Pray you'll bring all things to their remembrance. We thank thee for those who labour among them, for that sacrifice and labour of love. We thank thee that they give up their time on the Lord's day and through the week, Lord, to prepare and to come and to bring the Word of God to the children and to the young people. We thank thee for the young ones who have, Lord, remembered Scripture and are able to recite it word perfect. We thank thee for their catechism and their, Lord, they're catechized in Christian doctrine, and we rejoice in that. And they're taught the things of God, and we bless thee for faithful Sunday school teachers who are born again, washed in the blood, who know Christ as their Savior and are well able to teach, and they're not blind leaders of the blind. We thank thee, O God, they're well able to teach the Word of God to the boys and girls and young people. And we thank thee for those young ones that have known Christ as their Savior, young in life, and we thank thee they're growing in grace. And we pray for some who as yet may know not the Lord. May this be the very day, Lord, whether young or old, we pray that they will be spoken to, they'll be brought to that place of genuine repentance and faith in Christ, and they will be brought to, Lord, new birth and conversion in Christ. So hear our prayer today, and Father, bless the program. Remember thy servant who has come to minister the word. We pray for the Reverend Hannah, and we pray, Lord, you'll give him power and liberty in the Spirit, and that Christ will be uplifted and honored and glorified. And having lifted up Christ, he will draw precious souls unto himself, and not only for ourselves here in Cumber, but right across our nation and our province and this earth. We pray you'll bless every faithful ambassador of the cross, both inside and outside our own denomination, those that are faithful to the blood and to the book. Be pleased to lay liberally to their charge and bless the ministry of thy word today. May precious souls be saved. May even individuals who are saved and backslidden be brought back to first love again. May the reviving of the church happen, and may Christ be honored and glorified. And Father, we're not unmindful of some who have ongoing need. We pray, Lord, for the sick and sorrowing. And Lord, the list is too long to mention this morning. Thou knowest, Lord, the need. We commend it to thee, but we do bring individuals to thee. Pray for our brother John Ferguson. Lord, remember John today, his dear wife Margaret or Martha. We pray for Yvonne and the family. We just leave them with thee. You know the situation. You know all about it, Lord. We just bring it to thee. We pray for them. Lord, if we did nothing else today, in an act of worship, we simply prayed for someone, then, Lord, we have done a good work. And, Lord, may it be that in this congregation now and the online congregation, that you'll just put it into someone's heart to think of another person and to pray for that person today. Lord, if that's all we do today, it's a worthwhile day. We believe that. If we were just to pray for someone, rather than just think about ourselves and pray for our own needs, Lord, and our own problems, and it's not to lessen them, but just to reach out in faith to pray for someone else. What a blessing that is. And Lord, we know it'll not stop there. Lord, you'll enlarge the heart, and we'll add another one in, and then someone else, and then another. And before we know it, Lord, we'll have a list that we'll pray through. For someday we'll be standing in the need of prayer. Someday we may call for a congregation like this to pray for me. So, Lord, help us to be faithful. We pray, Lord, for Kyle McElroy today and Laura. You know, Kyle, Lord, he'd love to be here. We just bring him to thee, perhaps listening online. Just bless him and nurse him to health and strength again. We pray too, Lord, for John Hamilton, for Gemma and the family, and our hearts go up to thee and out to them. And we pray, Lord, you'll draw near and undertake to perfect that which concerneth them. We pray for Brian and Pat and Ruth. Good to see them in the house today. Lord, continue thy good hand upon them. Remember, Lord, Betty and Colin and their recovery. Remember too, Diane Ernie, in her own physical need and also her loss of her mother. Remember the Crawford and the Arnold family circles and many others. Pray for my own wife, June, as well, that you'll give her a touch from thyself, and pray you'll undertake for them. So hear prayer. There's so many, Lord, we know that we could cover, but we just leave these immediate needs with thee and pray, Lord, you will heal the sick. You will, Lord, raise them up again, and you'll answer prayer according to the divine will. So we commit ourselves now to thee in this service, Lord, and humbly pray for thy presence and blessing in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen and amen. Let's sing together the words of the hymn number 50, Great is Thy Faithfulness. The hymn number 50, we'll stand together as we sing. And after the singing of the hymn, you can be seated, and then we'll ask our brother Jackie Alistair, he's in somewhere, if he'll come and he'll make the announcements, and then we'll hand straight over to Lorna and the team, and they'll take us through the programme. Hymn number 50, please.
Can I just add my words of welcome to all who are with us this morning? This is one of those Sundays for Children's Day when their parents and friends and family members who join with us, and we're always very glad to see you, and we do welcome you heartily out to our meeting this morning. We do welcome as well, of course, our speaker, the Reverend Paul Hannah, and of course he'll be getting perhaps a further word of welcome later on as he comes to speak, but it is good to have our brother Paul with us this morning. Just run down the announcements. Due to our Children's Day services and the involvement of so many in them, as mentioned last Lord's Day, we won't have an open-air meeting this afternoon as we normally would over the summer period, so no open-air today. But we do meet again at 7 p.m. For our evening service, and again the young folks, the children, will be taking part at that service this evening. Do remember as well, of course, that there is the season of prayer before that meeting at 6:30 over in the church hall. There will be refreshments served in the church hall after the meeting this evening. Everyone very welcome to come again this evening and to wait with us afterwards for some fellowship around a cup of tea over in the church hall. Then for the young folks, can I just remind you of the youth rally this evening over in the Martyrs Memorial at 8:45, and the Reverend Julian Patterson is the speaker at that rally this evening. Tuesday evening at 8 p.m, our prayer meeting and time of Bible study. At 10 p.m. on Friday, our men's prayer meeting as normal. Next Lord's Day, of course, the Sunday school ends today for the summer break, so no Sabbath school or Bible class next Lord's Day, but our two services go ahead, 11:30 and 7 p.m, and of course we're round to the last Lord's Day of the month again, so we will be meeting around the Lord's table after the service next Sunday morning, so do keep that in mind. And our own minister, the Reverend Martin, will be with us, God willing, next Lord's Day. Remember as well, of course, we will be back to open air in the afternoon at 3 p.m, weather permitting, next Lord's Day afternoon. Our brother Robert has asked me to just thank those who turned out on Wednesday night for the special outreach in relation to the Little Holiday Bible Club that's coming up early in July. That was very much appreciated, and Robert just wanted me to pass on his words of thanks to you for turning out. Can I mention as well, just mentioning Robert, as we mentioned last Lord's Day, those who have missionary boxes for the support of Robert, if you could bring those in over this next couple of weeks, that would be much appreciated. Then this coming Friday night, this is for young adults. We're familiar with the young adults meetings and fellowship meetings that take place in the local churches around this area. For those involved in that, this Friday evening at 7 p.m. up at our brother Collins up at McKee's, there is a barbecue for the young adults from those various congregations. So do keep that in mind. That's at 7 p.m. This coming Friday. And then can I mention as well that for our own congregation here, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, Saturday the 2nd of July, we're going to have a get-together here at the church. We're going to have a barbecue and a fun evening on Saturday the 2nd of July. That's for everyone to come along. All of you are here today. You're very, very welcome to come. It's for all aspects of the work here, the Sunday school, the children's meetings, the youth fellowship, all the different aspects, and all who come to the church as well, and your friends. So there's a wide invitation to come to that barbecue and fun night on Saturday the 2nd of July at 7 p.m. here in the church grounds. Thank you.
Today is Father's Day. Family members thank their father on this day for all the love and support he shows to them. We're also reminded today of how much our Heavenly Father shows us his love. This is displayed through the work of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We will begin by singing three choruses, God is so good, three in one, and thank you God for sending Jesus. Following these choruses, we will have a Bible recitation of John 3, verses 14 to 17, by Benjamin, Chloe, Isaac, and Jude. This passage tells us how God the Father gave his only begotten Son to die for us and to save those who believe in him.
lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must be lifted up.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Who loves the world, he is his only begotten Son. Whoever believeth him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved.
God the Son, the Lord Jesus, loves you, and he showed his love to children while on earth. We will now sing, Jesus loves the little ones like me, and I believe in Jesus. Following this, the youngest children in our Sunday school, Daniel, Eden, Nancy and Sam, will recite Psalm 23. This passage reminds us of God, of the goodness of God. Matthew will then play Will Your Anchor Hold on the piano.
is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Lie down in green pastures, he will meet.
Restores my soul, he leads me in the paths of friendless forest night's set. Yea, I will walk a valley at the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. I am a snake, I rather than a stiff, it comes for me.
The repair is set here before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If by the work of the Holy Spirit you have placed your faith and trust in salvation through Christ's death on the cross of Calvary and resurrection, you have peace and assurance of a home in heaven one day." Samuel and Isaac will now recite John 14, verses 1 and 2. The children will then sing, "Jesus' love is very wonderful. My Lord loves me and in my Father's house."
Thank you.
Our final Bible recitation is from Psalm 1 by Annabelle, Eliza, Isaac and Lydia. This psalm shows that true happiness comes from following God's direction of life. However, following the wrong way leads to misery. Following this, Rebecca and Daniel will play Blessed Assurance. We trust you have accepted God's love to you and asked him into your life as your Saviour. If you have, then you will have blessed assurance that Jesus is yours and you will be able to praise your Saviour all the day long.
Our class will recite Psalm 1.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
And he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, forth his fruit a season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he should do shall prosper. The ungodly are not so upon like the chaff which the wind driveth away.
Therefore, ungodly shall in the judgment, no sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Thank you.
Well, can we say to that? Absolutely brilliant. And we do appreciate the hard work. It's not easy to stand up at the front. And then you see your mums and dads and you're waving to them. And then you're meant to be singing and you're looking round. And I got a seat, front seat. I was able to see everything. And it's a real joy just to see the boys and girls and the young people taking part. I had the privilege over the last number of Lord's Days to take them through their Sunday school examination and through their catechisms, their memory verses, the Bible passages as well. And every one of them quoted those passages word perfect sitting in the minister's room. And it's a real credit to the boys and girls and the mums and dads and to our teachers. And we do appreciate that. And to all the boys and girls and young people, can I just say a very special word of thanks to you. And we do appreciate your effort today. And it's been a tremendous job of work you've done for the Lord, and we trust the Lord will bless you and encourage your heart. And a big thank you to all the boys and girls. You'll get your prizes tonight, and I'm sure your mums and dads will have something for you as well, won't they? Will your mums and dads have something for you? So I see a few shaking of the heads. No. Well, listen, I'll tell you what to do. All right, listen to me now. Listen, look at me, look at me. You see, if they don't give you something, you let me know, will you? And see, next Lord's Day, I'll name and shame them, all right? I'll name and shame them and give me their full name and postal address and everything. Phone number, the lot, email, the lot. But I'm sure they've got something for you because you deserve it. You really do. And thank you for a real sterling effort. We really mean that, and we want to congratulate you and commend you on a very, very good job. Now, that's only the first part. You have to come tonight as well to get your prizes and to take part. So thank you very much indeed. We do appreciate that. And it's a service for the Lord. Just before the Reverend Hannah comes, we're going to sing another hymn. The hymn number 33. It should come up on screen, but if you're using the hymn book, it's number 33. Perhaps we could sing just the first and last verses, if that was okay. First and last verses. Change your position. We'll all stand after the key. And then we'll invite the Reverend Paul Hannah to come, and he'll bring the children's address, please. We're delighted to welcome the Reverend Paul Hannah. He got back early this morning from a trip over to Scotland. I think he was at an opening of a church in Carlisle. And we're delighted that he's able to come today. I just see Kyle in. Somebody sent me two text messages, Sean and Robin, to say that Kyle is in. So we're delighted to see you, Kyle. I didn't realise that, so I thought you were at home tuning in. But lovely to see you. Paul, you're very welcome. Come and you can speak to the boys and girls. Thank you, Paul.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's great to see every one of you. Right, we'll try that. Maybe see if I can get a response if you're all awake. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
Oh, you're sort of half awake there. You're maybe a wee bit like I feel. I got in about 3 or half 3 this morning. We were up yesterday morning about 5 o'clock, away in the early boat, over to Scotland to the opening of a new work in Carlisle, and then back again this morning because I wanted to see. Who do you think I wanted to see? Do you think I wanted to see the older folk? or did I want to see the boys and girls taking part? So we'll try that again to see if you're awake. See if you're more awake than me. Ready? Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
Oh, that's a wee bit better. Very good. I'm delighted to see each and every one of you right to that very back corner there and right up to the front here. And I know we're welcoming people online as well. Now, what do you think I've brought with me today? A what? A campfire? A backpack? Oh, you're right. You were wrong now whenever you thought it was a campfire. It's not a campfire. Oh, sorry, is that my ears not working? That happens to me all the time. Any of you married men will know what that's like. We just don't hear things. It happens to you all the time. This is my trusty backpack, as you've rightly said. Oh, I've got stuff in here. I've been carrying this bag probably for almost 20 years. In fact, it went over to Scotland with me yesterday. And I wonder what I have in my backpack today. Does any of you know what I might have in my bag? What do I carry everywhere with me? Maybe not in my hands every time, but always carry in my heart. What do you think it is? Yes, Jesus. I don't have him in the bag. I carry him in my heart. But what do I have in my bag here? You're nearly right. It is...
Is it a plate?
A plate? Well, sometimes I would keep my lunch in this wee bag, but really and truthfully, it's only a wee bag, it's not big enough for that. You know those 1,000-litre cubes you get? That's more the sort of thing my lunch would go into. I'll give you a clue. It's all protected nicely here in this lovely bag. Now, there's other stuff here as well. What have I got here? Yes?
A Bible.
A Bible. I have got a copy of God's most precious word, and it's here. I've had this Bible for a long, long time. A very, very precious Bible. In fact, I keep it all wrapped up in this lovely Bible case. My mum and dad gave me this, I think, whenever I was about 18 years old. Because in God's word, who speaks to us through the word of God? Hands up. Who speaks to us through the word of God? The clue's in what I just said. God himself speaks to us through his word. And I heard Mr. Martin praying earlier on in the upper room. And I heard Mr. Martin speak in the pulpit just now. In fact, several references to what I wanted to think about today. And it is the story of a miraculous, and in fact every single boy and girl is miraculous, but the story of a miraculous boy who was born many, many years ago. And his name was Samuel. You see, Samuel's mummy cried sore to the Lord. She prayed to the Lord for not only a child, but a son. And God heard, and God answered that prayer. God hears, and God answers prayer. And we read in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, in fact, in the Old Testament, about how this little miraculous baby boy was born. A wee bit like every one of you. But you know, even though Samuel was a miracle from God, and even though his mother, Hannah, was her name, gave him over to the service of the Lord, and even though he was a very good boy, very helpful in many ways, in the early years of Samuel, he still wasn't saved. I wonder what about you boys and girls here today. In fact, I wonder even about those upstairs and the mums and dads and those tuning in online. I wonder what about your heart today. Maybe you're very good. I see so many that did so well. In fact, it reminded me of my wedding day when I was sitting there. Your wedding day? How does that remind you of your wedding day? All those smiles for the cameras. I remember 21 years ago when I got married, my face was sore. I was smiling that much. And there I was sitting over there, smiling not much. I was nearly sore watching all the boys and girls doing so well. But you know, there was a day, there was a night, in fact, in young Samuel's life when everything turned around for him. Mr. Martin has mentioned it already in the upper room as well as here in the sanctuary about how the Lord spoke to and the Lord began to call young Samuel. Not once, not twice, in fact, many, many times, three or maybe even, here's a bit of homework, you can read this for yourself, maybe even four times on how the Lord called Samuel. Because even though Samuel would live for many, many years, in fact, he lived about 110 or maybe even 111 years. And he did many great things in his life. It really started that very night whenever the Lord called him to himself. And you know, I look down at you all, everybody here in fact, right from the very back to the front, everybody's looking so well. We're all well presented. I have my nice new tie on that I bought myself recently. What do you think of my nice new tie, Mr. Martin? And my nice new suit that I bought myself recently. And people look on the outside, and they might look at me and they might say, oh dear, he needs to try harder. But you know what, boys and girls, and older ones as well, do you know what? There is one. Who do you think it is? Hands up if you think you know. There is one who sees past the outward and sees into the heart. Who do you think it is? God looks right into the heart. You know, I was eating my breakfast this morning. I got up early. I wasn't in the bed till maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 this morning. And then I woke again about 5 or 6 and I started to get up and to think about the service today. And I did something that I haven't done for a long, long time. Every single morning now, almost every single morning, I have porridge for breakfast. Isn't that lovely? Who all likes porridge for their breakfast? See, I didn't used to like it, but I love it now. I hardly ever miss porridge. But what I did this morning, that's right. What I did this morning, I had something very different that I don't normally have. And that's a wee bit of a clue as to what I've got in my bag today. I had something that I haven't had, in fact, for a long, long time. As I was eating my eggs this morning, who likes eggs? Oh, there's more hands there. Eggs are more popular here. According to a recent survey, eggs are more popular in Cumber than porridge. You see that? We're doing a wee bit of market research for you here. As I ate my boiled eggs this morning, it reminded me of something that I read off. Who likes history? Oh, I'm sure we all love it. Do you love history? Oh, wow, we've got historians in the front row. We've got experts in marketing here today. Oh, we've got all sorts of experts here in Cumber. But it reminded me of a story that I read in the history books about a boy, a young man that was actually born many, many years ago, well over 500 years ago. He was born on the 14th of June in the year 1500, and his name was... You ready to get this? Now, you might be quizzed on this. We heard about how exams were taking place in the minister's room. This young boy was called Johann Brentz. Have you ever heard of Johann Brentz?
No.
He was born in the city of Halle, way back in the year 1500, on the 14th of June. And that meant that young Johann was growing up, and he was about 17 years of age. Who here is 17? Okay, we've got two different ends of the scale here. We've got a 17-year-old in the corner here. 17 years old now. Yep, you're still sticking with your answer. And you're 17 as well. I'm not a detective, but I do question everything I hear. Especially everything I hear. He was 17-year-old whenever God was turning things upside down in Europe. He was 17-year-old whenever Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the chapel door at Wittenberg. And that was a very formative time at that. And whenever, in 1546, whenever Luther died, the year that Luther died, this young man, Johann Brentz, he had professed Christ and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord had wrought a work within his heart. But the king, or the emperor at that time, Charles V, his name was, he tried to make an example of the Christians. And he sent his soldiers out after this young man, Johann Brentz, to try to capture him and to bring him back. I was thinking about this whenever I was eating my boiled eggs this morning. Because God did a miraculous thing in the life of Johann Brentz. See, he was in his house whenever the soldiers, Charles V's soldiers, were beating the front door down with sledgehammers and hatchets. He was in the house, and he escaped out of the back door. It was a night time, and he escaped out into the night through the back door whenever the soldiers were at the front. And he escaped with seconds to spare. Do you think he grabbed anything and took it with him? All he had was a big loaf of bread. Big, musty loaf of bread. and he ran off into the night. And he got to Stuttgart, and he tried random houses to see if he could get in to hide. And he got to this big house, and he tried every door around the house, and he didn't get in. He thought, oh no, I'm going to be captured by these troops, and they're going to make an example of me. That's what they were there to do. But he tried the last door in this house, and it was opened. And he slipped inside, he tiptoed into the house, Johann Brentz did, in Stuttgart. And he climbed up into the attic in this house in Stuttgart. And he listened at the floorboards, through the cracks in the floorboards. And he could hear the family below talk about how this heretic, this Christian by the name of Johann Brentz, was somewhere in the city, and the Charles's forces were there to search for him and to find him, and he was trying to hide. And you know what happened, boys and girls? His heart sank because he heard a noise in the corner. What do you think was in the corner? Now, I have something in my bag here that I want to show you. And we're talking already about what I had for breakfast, boiled eggs. There's a big clue. What do you think he heard cackling in the corner? A chicken in the corner. And his heart sank, and he thought, oh no. There's a chicken up in this attic, and the family down below are going to hear her cackle. They're going to know she's nesting. They're going to hear her. They're going to follow her. They're going to come up. I'm going to be discovered, and the soldiers are going to get me, and I'm going to die. But you know what happened? The hen was quiet. That hen never made a noise. And every single day, that hen laid an egg, a fresh egg. And God provided Johann Brentz in the most miraculous way. Every single day for 2 full weeks, he had a fresh egg and a bit of stale bread. Wouldn't you like that, Mr. Martin? A fresh egg and a bit of stale bread. Now, this morning I was privileged. I had 2 boiled eggs. But you know what I did, boys and girls? I always do this to try and save a bit of gas. Especially with the price of gas today. I wanted to eat 2, so I boiled. Many eggs do you think I boiled? 3. See, that's a big clue, the way I held up 3 fingers. I boiled 3 eggs, but you know what I did? I might need your help here. I got my boiled egg mixed up with my raw egg that was sitting beside it. Oh dear, how do you think we're going to tell them apart? Now, we'll use this here as a wee table. I don't know if your PTZ cameras can go down this far. We'll see if they do. I'm sure they will. I might need somebody to help me here. Somebody very, very clever. Somebody really, really smart. Somebody with great articulation and movement. Do you think you could help me? Come on up and help me. What's your name? Lydia. Oh, Lydia. I think Lydia might be an expert. Are you an expert? Are you an expert in eggs? Right, Lydia, this is our table. Now, what I've got here is a very simple tray. It's an ordinary tray. Don't worry. All this is to stop the egg running off the edge onto the floor, because I don't want to get egg on your nice clean carpet. Don't you worry. Session and committee, we're not going to do that. And Lydia, you're going to help me, aren't you, Lydia? Because you're an expert. Now, here I have all wrapped up. See that, Mr. Martin? A lunchbox. Oh, you weren't far. How often have you said a lunch? We've all got food here. Now, what I have here is... it's wrapped up safely in this lovely little lunchbox. And I don't know about you men, but if you're anything like my wife, you'll have about 368 of these in the house. You'll have drawers and drawers and drawers of lids and bases and all the rest of it. Now, I have these all wrapped up. I hope I don't drop these, Lydia. Are you an expert? Do you know how to work with these? You see, I've got 2 eggs here. I wonder, is that one raw or is that one boiled? What do you think, Lydia? There's another one. Tell me which one of those 2 eggs is raw and which one is boiled. Which one's hard and which one's raw? Which one's soft and which one's hard? Does anybody have any idea, anybody at all, now not just the young ones, how we could tell if these are boiled or hard? Lydia, do you? Is there any way that we could tell? Boys, what do you think? Oh, right. The one that might be boiled, just in case those at the back didn't hear that. The one that might be boiled, have you any idea yet, Lydia? Have you made your decision yet? The one that might be boiled might be slightly darker in the shell. Now, they all come out of the same batch. They're all in the same tray. In the middle of my table this morning, whenever I got up, there's a big tray of eggs. They came out of the tray at random. One of them's boiled, one of them's not. Now, do you think one's darker than the other?
This one's darker than the other.
Oh, we might think there's an answer here. Anybody, any other thoughts? Any other suggestions as we can tell which one's boiled? Oh, some people are thinking. You're really thinking? Well, yep, okay. It's hard to argue that sort of logic. Anybody else? Any other thoughts? How we can tell which ones? So you think you have one of them? Roll them? Like down a hill at Easter? We can roll them. What do you think? Is there any way of telling? Come on, we'll see. You stay there, Lydia, a wee minute. Come on, we'll see. Which one do you think there might be? We're not really seeing much difference here. Which one's darker and which one's... You think that one there is the boiled one or the raw one? Is it? Now, they're all real now, these eggs. You don't think it's that one? You see, really, I don't know. I'm glad. I'm no expert, but I'm glad we've got an expert here. Lydia is the expert. Independent expert. I actually do know the way that I can... I still don't know which of these is raw and which one's... There's really no way of telling. But Lydia, you're going to find out for me, aren't you? For you're the expert. Right. I'll maybe give you a wee hint and a wee help. What you need to do is... Now, are you all watching me here? Can you all see? I don't know if you can see this on the screen or not. Now, look, Lydia, see if you can do this. I'm just holding the chair for it a wee bit so it's level. That's all that's about. And then you spin it. See the way it spins? That's that one. You hold that one in your hand, Lydia. This is the other one. I'm going to spin it. Is that different, the way it spins?
Slower.
Do you think it's slower the way it spins? Okay, I want you to do that yourself. You see the way it spins? And you spin that one now instead. I don't know if you can see this or not. Big difference from the way it spins, isn't it? There's a huge difference from... Can you see? Can everybody see that? Can you boys and girls see that? Can the bigger ones at the back see that? You can't see that? If you can't see it, maybe stand up, get to a position where you can see it. I don't know if the camera's able to pick this up or not. When you try to spin it, when you try to spin this egg, it doesn't really spin very quickly. When you try to spin this egg, it does spin. It spins really, really quickly. Do you want to take your seat again, Lydia? The expert? You know what the secret of this one is, boys and girls? This one, the inside of it's different. This one, being the raw one, the inside moves about independent of the outside, whereas the one that we now know is hard-boiled, is solid, has been changed on the inside. These two eggs look exactly the same. The Christian that you're sitting beside, dear unsaved person, maybe looks exactly the same on the outside, that is, from what you look. But on the inside, we're very, very different. On the inside, the Lord has wrought a change within us. In fact, the same one that we're talking about today, Samuel, God actually spoke to him many years later, used him many years later in the calling of the future king over Israel. In fact, God said, words that we're so familiar with today. He said this, the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance. This is speaking of one of the big strong sons that might have been future king. Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. And then he went on to say, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth. See, God, while we look on the outside, God looks in the heart. Do you know that, boys and girls, that God can see right into your hearts? The Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. See the way these two eggs are so different? They look exactly the same, but one of them has been boiled. It's went through that process.
And for every one of us that are washed in the precious blood, every one of us that are saved, have our sins forgiven, have our hearts totally changed. In fact, that changes our behavior, changes the way we react to outside situations. And I trust that every time you eat, as I was eating my two eggs this morning, and I thought about Johan Brent's, thought about God's provision, I thought about how God sees what's on the inside, that we might indeed learn that lesson today, and that we might even stop, pause. God says, be still and know that I am God, and that we might consider these things, these important matters, and in fact that we might ask the Lord to come into our hearts, to cleanse our hearts, and to turn us around as this egg was changed after him. Brother, we'll leave it with you, please, at this stage.
Well, boys and girls, did you enjoy that story? I don't think you'll ever eat an egg the same from now on. And that's how you tell between the hard-boiled egg and the egg that's not hard-boiled by spinning it, and one spins faster. And they both look the same. And what a lesson, what a lesson that you have been taught today. Not only boys and girls, but mums and dads and others as well. That God looks on the heart. And we may all sort of look well on the outside, and we may be well dressed and maybe even carry a Bible. We may even go to church. We may even give our money to good causes and charities. And we may be a good person in the home and a good worker at school, or maybe even in the workplace. And everything looks well, but God looks on your heart today. I wonder, what does he see? I wonder what the Lord sees. Does he see a distant heart? Maybe someone is saved and they do know the Lord, but they're at a distance. And he looks into the heart and he sees a distant heart, a heart that's not walking with him, not in fellowship with him, a heart that's afar off and maybe in love with something else in the world. Or maybe he looks and he sees a defiled heart, a heart that has never been saved by grace, washed in the blood, a heart that has never believed that Christ died on the cross, that Christ suffered on the cross for sin, that Christ rose from the dead to save a sinner like you and me. Or maybe he looks and he sees a devoted heart, a heart in love with him, a heart that puts Christ first in everything. I wonder, what does he see today? For he's looking now into your heart and he's looking into mine, and he never misses a thing. We couldn't see inside the shell to see exactly if it's hard-boiled or not, but God sees right through into the heart. And I wonder, what does he see? Does he see maybe a heart that's yearning for pardon, that's longing to know him? Well, friend, listen, you can know him today. You can come to Christ. You can receive him as your Savior. You can trust him now. Young person, older person, you can turn from your sin and you can tell the Lord you're sorry about that sin and separate from it and believe Christ died for you, and then accept him into your heart, and he'll wash you in his blood and he'll save you by his grace, and he'll fill you with his Spirit that you might live the Christian life. So we do thank the Reverend Hannah very much indeed for bringing that word. And I know, boys and girls, now listen to me, I know what he's doing tonight, but I'm not going to tell you. But I want to tell you something. It's never been done before. In any meeting that I've ever been in, over 30-odd years of Christian experience, it's never been done before. And you will enjoy what he's going to do tonight. And I've heard him do it over in England. I watched him online. Uh-oh. Hope it's not online, because they'll find out. But I want you to come tonight, and parents as well, and you really will enjoy what he's going to bring tonight. And I'll tell you this, it's not a chicken, all right? But it makes a noise. Not like a chicken, but that's all I can say. But Paul, thank you very much indeed. We'll just bow briefly in prayer. We'll let you get away home and then back again this evening. Father, we thank thee for today, for a sense of the divine presence. And Lord, we have asked for thy presence and blessing, and we believe that thou hast given that, and we want to acknowledge thee publicly, to give thee thanks for these children and young people. We thank thee for the little lambs of the flock. We thank thee, Lord, for the youth, and we pray, Lord, we will invest in prayer and in godly example before them, and as parents, and Lord, as individual believers, as pastor, we pray, O God, we will set before the very young the example of Christ, that we will follow the Lord ourselves, that we will see each one of these young people brought to know Christ as their own and personal Savior. We do not desire silver or gold for them. We're not desirous of great things in their lives, and if it happens then, Lord, that's thy blessing. But Lord, we desire that they might know the Lord, that they might walk with God, that they might love Christ, that they might serve him and dedicate their lives to him. And we pray that from among this little group of young people, it'll please thee to single out a Samuel and to save them young in life. Call them by thy grace and spirit, and then call them into full-time service. Who knows, Lord, there could be a pastor or a missionary here, a future Sunday school teacher or children's worker among these group of young people. We pray, Lord, you'll single them out and show them the will of God for their lives. Bless their families, their parents, their grandparents, and all who are listening now. And we pray that each one of us will realize that there must be a time in our lives when we're saved by God's sovereign grace, when we are, Lord, born of thy Spirit and washed in the Savior's blood. And if we ever want to be in heaven, if we ever want to flee from the wrath to come and escape the judgment and damnation of hell, then ye must be born again. We pray, Lord, for conversion. We pray, Lord, you will evangelize the heart. And Lord, you're the only one who can see our hearts, and you know where we stand with thee today. And we pray, O God, that there'll be that work of the Holy Spirit that will bring sinners to repentance and faith in Christ. So hear our prayer, and may we leave this house now prayerfully and very carefully, pondering the things we have heard. Bring us again, Lord, in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ this evening. And Father, in answer now to prayer, save the lost, glorify thy Son. And the people of God said, Amen. And Amen.